What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
You're listening to Broncos for Breakfast with Nick Kendall and Scott Kennedy.
Welcome in, welcome in. It is Monday morning, a losing Monday morning, sadly. I am Nick Kendall, running solo today. Sorry for being a few minutes late. Had to get everything set up differently, and also had to clean a lot of bottle parts this morning. So, you know, juggling and wearing many hats, but we're here, we're hanging out, and is it time to panic? Broncos country. Let's say hello to everybody in the chat. Denver falls to the Steelers in a inept offensive showing, putrid offensive showing, 13-6. I was joking at the Mile High Huddle tailgate. Shout out to everybody who came. Really a good time to see everybody. Shout out to my parents out here as well. Brought the baby. That was fun. Good to see everybody who showed out, all the MHH folks. And yeah, unfortunately, that was the highlight of the day as Denver takes the field and struggles mightily against the Pittsburgh Steelers on offense. Defense admirably gave up a lot of runs, efficient runs, but I mean, 13 points in the NFL, one touchdown. They were giving the ball back to the defense. The only thing the defense didn't do is get a turnover. But I mean, I think if you're looking to point fingers at the defense, you need to look inward a little bit about your biases and perspectives and just how you're kind of putting things out there. Because I would not say that the defense was the issue yesterday. But let's get into it. We got a huge Ellie fan. And again, in the chat, folks, let me know how my sound quality is. And internet quality. Scott's busy, Chad's busy, so I'm just out here hanging with you folks in my parents' bedroom while my family's hanging out in my wife and I's bedroom with the grandchild, of course. Huge Ellie fan says, rough morning, hope everyone's doing all right. We're doing okay. Jeremy, it was great to see Jeremy yesterday. Good-looking guy, that Jeremy Sean, so pretty awesome to see you. Loved the Champ Bailey jersey, and appreciate Jay. Says, morning, guys. Good seeing you all yesterday. The entire season is not about a Super Bowl. It's about finding out about your QB. Help him out because we have plenty of season to play. Jeremy, I'm with you. I mean, we said it from the beginning. What did Scott and I pick? 6 wins for this team. Maybe that's high in hindsight. I mean, every year people get really mad at Scott and I when we do the preseason predictions because we're kind of like lower than like a lot of the people covering the team in the space. But we most of the time we end up shooting too high. So one of these years, Broncos are going to win more than we predict, but I don't know if it's going to be this year. 6 wins looks like it would be that team that we saw on the field. 6 wins is going to be hard to get, but there's a lot of season to go. The team that we saw on the field is not going to be who they are the rest of the season. I mean, it's a long season. You can evolve. You can grow. You can change. You can get better, but no doubt the team that was on the field these last 2 weeks, probably picking top 5, probably picking top 10, probably picking top 5. But again, they're not sentenced to be that team the rest of the season. They can improve. They can get better. So we'll see. The 10th youngest team in football, a lot of season to go. Chase Wellner says, I'm sure you guys were happy to have the meet and greet, but I'm sorry you had to go all the way to Denver to watch that embarrassment on the field. I'm an Iowa fan, Chase. You can't embarrass me anymore with offense. I'm punting is winning. And overall, relatively good punts yesterday. What the heck? Almost cursed there. What the heck was going on with the punting penalties, though? God, man. Some people's heads need to be chewed out for that. Nobody's above that, Mr. Tan. Casey says we need some stick 'em on the gloves. It's ridiculous. Yeah, not a great game. Desert Creature, what me worry? I mean, I don't know, Desert Creature. We'll see. Panicking. Brian Dunn, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Broncos country. Everything kind of sucks this morning. I'm working on it. Everything's going to be fine. Everything will be fine, Brian. It's okay. Make sure, you know what would be fine? Dropping a thumbs up in the chat if you're hanging out on the way in. Kasam Fish Fry says, am I the only one who thought Knicks looked better today? What more are we looking for? Isn't that the point of the season? I think he, I don't know if he looked that much better, Kasam Fish Fry. It wasn't on the road, and he wasn't under the constant duress and pass rush games that the Seahawks played, but the processing still looked a little slow, just like getting to the right read of, I mean, you guys had, I don't know if you were at the game, Fish Fry, but I had the all 22, right? The live from above. I mean, there were guys getting open, and sometimes he's making the right choice, but it was late, and you can't have that. Also, I feel like he's still kind of fading away off that back foot. So the base mechanics look a little bit off, a little bit panicky, helter skelter. But again, long season. We are not resigned to be that team. They are who they are right now, but that doesn't mean they can't grow. And that's one of the reasons you have good, you pay, in theory, good coaches, right? Yeah, they should be able to learn what they have and develop players. So we'll see. And yeah, DeAndre says Sean Payton needs to be held accountable. He is further down the accountability chain right now for the Broncos. Obviously, if any heads are rolling, it'll probably be George Payton or Vance Joseph, which I'm honestly surprised. I mean, I'm surprised George Payton's still here, considering the Russell Wilson and Nathaniel Hackett blunder is enough to get most general managers fired, right? I would take a little bit exception to Vance Joseph. I don't think he's the best defensive coordinator in the world, but I feel like from what we've seen from the defense the first 2 weeks, if you're firing him, you're just looking for somebody to blame. I don't think the defense should hold. I mean, I've been impressed with the defense. I don't think they're superbly talented, and I think they're playing pretty solid football. They're not going to be a top 10 unit, but they are not top 10 personnel wise. So that's not a disappointment for me. We got everybody coming in. Good to see you. Justin says Bo Nix is doing great in my Madden franchise. How do I transfer it over to real life? Justin. I don't got anything for you there. I haven't played many video games in a while, but I'm glad he's doing well for you in that. Congress says, I'm excited to rebuild to begin after 32 more games. Oh, Conga, 2026 is a ways off, buddy. Hope you're doing well. Michael says he has guys open on several plays. Yeah, I'll have to go back and, like, it's kind of hard to see everything when you're live, right? You can't pause it. You can't rewind it. So I'll have to go back and check it out. I didn't think that there weren't guys getting open, but I also think that there's not guys just blowing through their matchups and getting open also. I think that the yards of separation, they just don't have many separators right now. So it feels like Knicks has to play like a top 15, 20 quarterback for the offense environment to function, and we aren't getting close to that. Right now. I mean, I'm not watching every game, every team, but for the first 2 weeks, he's probably got to be one of the worst three starting quarterbacks in football, probably, but that's not all on him, right? Like the run game, MIA, what the hell? The weapons, not very good. So you don't have offensive outputs like we've seen these last 2 weeks, unless there's like multiple system failures, multiple things going wrong. But yeah, Congo, we trust the process. It's looking good, guys. Yeah, we're going to hang out. Good to see you, everybody coming in, hanging out. Kevin says, come on, Knicks, get it together. I don't want to mince words. I don't want to blow smoke up anybody's ass. Pardon me. I don't know if that word is. That's in the Bible. I can say that word. we love donkeys. Well, we're playing like some donkeys right now. But the Broncos, Bo Nix, has been bad so far. He's a rookie. There's a lot of holes on offense. Doesn't have any like obvious go-to guys in the pass game. They can't run the football. So Nix looks bad. He's not probably going to look very good the next 2 weeks either. Some talented defenses on the road, East Coast. We're staring 0-4 in the face, folks. But I think he needs at least like 8 games just to get his feet under him. I mean, really, like I'm not going to get too high or too low. We can be real and say, he's not playing well, but that doesn't mean that he's going to be terrible forever. I think we need to at least let 8 games roll. And then once that starts, I think the sample will be a little bit more meaningful. We'll understand a little bit more of what he does. I think Sean Payton will figure some things out. So again, is it time to panic? If your goals were playoffs 2024, you should be panicking. That's highly improbable. These were two of the more winnable games on your schedule. These were the two more winnable games in the first quarter of your schedule. And also PFF did a strength of schedule analysis, and Denver had the weakest first eight, second weakest first eight games of the season. I believe I'm misquoting. They were one of the easiest schedules, the first eight games. And then I think the hardest or one of the hardest schedules, the last eight games. Now games are playing. We're finding out about teams. Tampa Bay looks a lot better than we thought. Ravens 0-2. Who thought, right? Against the Raiders. What the heck? So, you know, how much does that matter? I don't know. But again, with Bo Nix, I don't think it's truly time to panic yet, because it's two games against two good defenses. And this is a team that has a lot of question marks. So we just need to be patient there. This season, as Jeremy said earlier, it was never about Super Bowl. It's not even about playoffs. It's about figuring out what you have in Bo Nix. And to be honest, right now it's been bad, but we got a lot of games to go. So many games to go. DeAndre said they faced two good defenses, and Tampa Bay is another good defense. I mean, then you got the Jets as well after that. So, yeah, it is not easy. That is for darn sure. Hugh Jelly says, you do not give up a first round and a third round pick for a Hall of Fame coach. Trust the process for 5 years. Come on, wake up, please. The thing is, Hugh Jelly, and this is one reason I was not totally, I mean, Sean Payton was third on my list of coaches I wanted that cycle. It was Jim Harbaugh. That run in the football is pretty good, doesn't it? D'Amico Ryans. And then I wanted Payton, and mainly because of the assets for a team that didn't have assets to give up for a coach. And it's a player's league. You know, you can have the best coach in history. You don't have the players, and you don't have the quarterback. What does Bill Belichick look like after Brady's gone? You know, what's Andy Reid without Patrick Mahomes? He's great still. You know, like, he's able to elevate competent quarterbacks. And McNabb was great. Alex Smith, he made him great. But you still got to have the dude at quarterback, even if you're a Hall of Fame coach. It's not college where you're recruiting and turning things over, and it's just the strength of your minds and first rounders, right? It's, you got to have the quarterback at the end of the day. Jeremy said it's going to look worse before it looks better. I think we're in the, it's looking worse. If it's looking worse than this, Jeremy, oh my goodness. I don't know, my guy, that would be bad. Peyton needs fired, and we need playmakers. So this is spelled like Sean. No. Okay. Well, Broncos guy 86. Love you. There are multiple spellings of Peyton. And this is the Peyton Manning spelling. So not even associated with the Broncos. No, no. You got P-A-T-O-N, P-A-Y-T-O-N, and what you got here. So I don't know which one needs fired, but not looking good right now. He says we need playmakers. No one on the offensive side of the ball is worth a damn. Yeah, I mean, the offense looks really bad. It's a long season to go. My biggest disappointment on offense has been the run game. The run game looks horrible. Now, I will need to consult with some people. I'll need to look at the data, see what the box numbers are like. But I did not expect the offense, and we're actually reaching a point in the NFL right now where offensive rushing EPA is starting to encroach on passing EPA with how teams are playing the two highest shells, the simulated pressures, the nickel on first and second down, dime on first and second down. Running football is bad. Denver's not able to run the football. So it's been tough. So who's actually on the offensive side of the ball worth a damn? I don't know. We're having a hard time with that right now. You'd think Denver would be able to run the football a little bit better because they are busy with the sorry, my dad came in. He's really distracting me. You okay?
Yeah, I'm going to take a picture.
Okay. All right. Well, hi, Dad. How are we doing? So I lost my train of thought. What's really disappointing for me is the run game and the offensive line. You have one of the highest paid offensive lines in football, and that is not getting it done. You're not helping your quarterback with that right now. Way too many obvious pass downs, drop back pass game, third and long for a quarterback who, I mean, I honest to God don't think we saw a single true under center drop back pass without a play action look in preseason. A lot of looks are in shock and a lot of empty. They're not comfortable doesn't seem like they're comfortable with Bo Nix under center so much right now. So they need to figure some things out rushing the football to make it easier. And it's, I mean, a lot of it's Javonte Williams. They don't have a lot of great back talent. Jaleel McLaughlin is kind of more of a niche back with his size. You know, lost Estime for a bit. It's not good. Not good right now. So we'll see what happens. We got Gio coming in. Good to see you. Says, no panic. The budding growing pains for the beast we shall become. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of growing pains. But again, they need to start making some progress. Needs to start looking a little bit better. And it's kind of hard not to trust Sean Payton, given his historical, the way his offensive looks historically. I don't think he's like reinventing the wheel offensively either, but also he's not like playing totally archaic stuff. It's just up to the offense to execute. So I don't know. It's going to be, if you're looking for wins this year, it's going to probably be a long season, but as Jeremy says, we're just two games in. We'll see what happens. Flex says Bronco fans should be patient instead of acting like rookies should win the Super Bowl this season. Flex, I'm with you. I don't think it's the winning the Super Bowl this season. It's that it looks horrible on offense. Like, I don't think there's much they can hang their hat on offensively right now, which is unfortunate. I mean, I know there'll be some people who will see it this way. I don't want to say spin because that's a negative connotation, but see it this way where it's like, well, look how Knicks did the last drive. They were moving the ball. Look how Knicks did the last drive against the Seahawks. You scored that rushing touchdown. Folks, I don't think the Seahawks and the Steelers were playing their normal defense in those last two drives. The only way they thought they were losing that game is if they gave up a quick touchdown. So they're playing super soft preseason-like coverages and making sure Denver doesn't score on one big play. If they're going to score, it's going to need to take 4 or 5 minutes off the clock. That's not exactly, in my opinion, replicable to the rest of the game. So, I mean, yes, they move the ball better at the end there. Is it empty calories? Hopefully it gives them confidence, at least. That's what we're hoping for there. On that side of the ball, we got String Guy coming in and says, Knicks look like two different quarterbacks in preseason. He had confidence and accuracy, but now he looks confused. Guy with a candy arm. Yeah, I mean, Knicks' arm, I've said it a lot of times on here, it's not an unbelievably strong arm, but it's also not bottom five in the NFL, I don't think. It's not good enough where he can be bad and sloppy in his mechanics, and he can be late with his processing and decision-making. He doesn't have FU makeup arm talent. He needs to be on time and clean, and he hasn't been. But again, two games, two very good defenses, and it's going to be hard to evaluate Knicks this season because there's enough personnel issues on the offensive side of the ball that it's like, especially for a quarterback who I think is more of a distributor playmaker versus the go get a bucket himself kind of guy with the arm talent, at least. You need to have guys on the outside who can do something after the catch, can dictate some coverage, roll coverage over. You don't have anything close to that right now on paper. So we'll see. But again, we knew that going into the season. This was a team that lacked weapons, tight end room, running back room, a lot of question marks, depending on guys who have been injured non-factors for multiple seasons. Depth, the wide receiver position, questionable. the one that's just doesn't sit well with me is the offensive line. Protection, I think, has been average considering the units they're going against. You want Knicks to be able to play better within the pocket as well. Right now, it looks like he's getting a little bit happy feet and moving around, but that's okay. Oh, man, Riptide says I'm breaking up. Sorry, it's probably the internet here, but doing the best we can. Thank you for letting me know, Riptide. But it's the offensive line in the run game that is really, really disappointing. To me. We got Michael Ronquillo in the house and good morning, Nick, on Broncos for Breakfast. Believe, God bless, Bo Broncos. Oh, he's right here. MHH rocks, Broncos not so much. Appreciate your positive energy. I don't know if you're calling this positive energy, but thanks, Dad. We got Bama X as well. Good morning, Broncos country. Good to see you. We got Django saying learning is hard. We need to give this young team patience. It's going to be a long season. Yep. God, I'm sorry, Riptide. The connection's bad. It's the hotel internet. There's not other options for me on this one. But we'll do what we can. Nicholas comes in here with the Greek name. Good to see you, Nick. Says, why is Surtain on special teams? Payton needs a head coach to let the offensive coordinator call plays. I mean, do we want Carmichael calling plays? I don't know. I think you brought in Peyton to be the play caller too, so I'll disagree with that one. I think you lose a little bit if you have Peyton, in theory, not being the play caller. As far as Surtain playing special teams, I don't know. I guess that's a Broncos team that's looking for some splash and getting the starters out there, but I don't know. I wouldn't use your, what is he getting paid, $30 million a year cornerback on that. That on special teams, that wouldn't be for me, unless you needed like as a return. We got CDG seeing we need to draft Luther Burden. Maybe we'll see where Denver's picking at the end of the day. Yeah, Pilano said we could use some more high picks. Yeah, this team needs a lot of different things right now. Dom says, when do you put in Zach Wilson? Dom, if the Broncos offense still looks this terrible and Bo Nix looks a little jittery, mechanically making mistakes, and the offense is just bad and they're looking for a spark. Maybe the last four games of the season. But, God, we are so – unless there's an injury, of course, but in my opinion, we're so far from being there. That's too far down the line, but it's possible. I wouldn't say it's probable. I mean, Sean Payton's put his cart behind Bo Nix. We see it. He keeps defending him in the postgame press conferences too, as he should. I know Chad is having some issues with that last night. I feel like I'm gonna have no issues with that, you know, protect your guy. If it's this bad and Nix is playing as a bottom three quarterback in the NFL after like a 13 game sample, I guess it's possible, but that's so far down the line. We have a lot of things have to happen before we get to that point. Keith comes in, says you're going to fire VJ after giving 13 points. Patrick Surtain's worst performance of the day. That's a two safety game with the defense the week before. Maybe. I mean, who knows? But I'm not firing VJ. My whole point is, I think that you will see it's a much worse situation for Denver if Sean Payton's washed, not the answer, and Bo Nix is a bust. So what people are going to do, because it's better for the reality of the team, they'll point fingers at Vance Joseph and the defense, even though that's not reality through 2 weeks. And that sucks. I mean, and it's, I'd rather them all playing bad, but like if it's the head coach and the quarterback, you're much further away. So people will hedge and look to push blame elsewhere, as long as it's not on Peyton or the quarterback. It's okay to say they haven't been good in two games. Doesn't mean they're going to be bad the rest of the season. But they haven't been, and defense has not been the issue. Defense has played winning football if Denver had an average offense the last two games. So we'll see what happens going forward. Jeff, no, Elway is not part of the front office. He's kind of got a ceremonial position, but he's not. Quentin says, time to panic when Sean Payton had all offseason to scheme up good play for Nix. Yeah, it's if the goal is this season, then you should be panicking, but it's way too early to be completely panicking on Bo Nix. Joey says, good news is we'll have a top three pick if this continues. Giants, Broncos, and Panthers look like the worst three teams in football through the first 2 weeks, but a lot of season to go. Folks, right? We can evolve. We can change. Jay says, at game eight, we can truly freak out. I mean, if your goal was playoffs this season, you thought this team was winning 10 games, I think you're okay to panic, but that's a long way to go. Zach in the house, morning. Good to see you. Sherry says, maybe we should start the game with a two-minute drill. Coaching too conservative, too little, too late. I mean, is the coaching too conservative, or is Bo Nix just going to the check down, right? I mean, there's plays to be had down the field, but he's not always getting it. So maybe you try to go to a little bit more hurry-up looks just to get out there quicker, some empty sets, and use the quarterback run design game. If the running backs are that poor, but you got to get a run game going, that's my biggest irritation is just the complete lack of run game so far. And I don't think it's all the offensive line faults or all the running backs' fault. Everything is in a system and everything is connected. You don't have playmakers that concern defenses. Nix isn't really testing teams with, you know, opposite hash mark throws outside the numbers, making them cover every blade of grass so they can crash down on the run game a little bit. In theory, I'd want to see what the data looks like to corroborate that. But I don't know. We'll see. It's probably going to be a tough season. Zach Powers, morning. Good to see you, Zach. Always good to see you. Steering guy, so Nick, if we keep losing, you think Peyton sits Nix for Stidham Wilson? I think that is way, way, way down the line. We're talking like last four games of the season locks, Knicks looks terrible. Those are ones that it's way down the line. So yeah, I think that's concerning so far, but it's okay. Somebody said Mount Everest. Let's go. No, that's okay. Jay coming in said last night is the worst offense in the league. Let the Panthers play each other 15. Let this team play the Panthers 15 times. Loser ditches players. Third and long with a mirror. Sean Payton needs serious heat. He's not doing it for me. The offense is struggling, no doubt. I think Knicks and Payton are going to get the rest of this season and the rest of 2025 as well. But if they look like they did this week consistently throughout the rest of the season, there should be heat, even though the team is bad. I mean, Sean Payton's bringing in his guys, right? You're spending much more on the offense than the defense so far. It's really the defense, I feel like, has taken more of a hit on the financial side of things. It's pass catchers as well, but you know, the defense on paper, I mean, they should be struggling just as much as the offense, and they're not. So yeah, there's definitely some concerns here, without a doubt. Adam says, this is why Stidhamer, Zach should have started. You don't put the rookie until you know he's ready, and you can't bench a rookie quarterback. His confidence is ruined. Payton threw four quarters of preseason. Second stringers meant Knicks was NFL ready. I would say it's a sad day, but although I watched a game, I can't remember last time I was emotionally invested in this nonsense. Well, hopefully you're emotionally invested in MHH, and you know it's okay. Long season to go, and we'll see what happens. Great one says Sean looks worse than Hackett somehow. Yikes! Bo Nix looks worse than Russell Wilson right now, but again, it's two games. It's two games. There's a lot of issues on offense. Also, the other thing here, great one. I haven't said it yet, but offense is so down across the entire league right now. That like we're having historical lows in offensive outputs compared to the league just 3-5 years ago. So the offense looks bad, but relatively to the rest of the league, they stink, but it's not like they're historically bad. The league has dropped down as well. So Denver slid as well, but the entire league has. So the baseline is lower as well, unfortunately. Maybe it's just an X thing. Connection sounds good on YouTube. All right, well, Riptide, come over to YouTube. Hang out with us. So, time to panic. If your hope was playoffs this season, probably. If your hope is finding out who your quarterback is and if Knicks can be the guy, we got such a long way to go, folks. I wouldn't be too panicked yet, more so than like you. What you thought about Knicks from the draft, from the evaluation at Oregon and everything, it probably shouldn't have changed too much. So far, but that's something that we're going to hopefully let the sample continue here. And unfortunately, I did want to pull up this statistic. I'm using my wife's computer right now, so I don't have my Twitter or anything logged in. I don't want to mess with it too much here, but let me see if I can find it here. So Austin Gale on Twitter yesterday, long time at PFF, now works at The Ringer, I believe. He does good work. Great guy as well, apparently. So shout out Austin Gale. Bo Nix. So this is Bo Nix down the field passing so far this season. Folks, it's bad to read. So Bo Nix is 11 for 36 for 212 yards and four picks on passes more than 5 yards down the field. His 30.6 completion rate on such passes is the lowest in the league by 6% and the worst figure in weeks one and two of a season in the last decade. Bad. Bad. Inept. Bad. Not all on Nix. I think that the complete lack of the run game is hurting them, and they just don't have anybody that they can a go-to guy in the pass game. They have complementary pieces. They have potential, but they don't have really have guys right now. Dulcich, Mims, Javonte, Troy Franklin, right? I mean, opportunity, rookie contract guys, right? Rookie contract guys, but not looking good right now. Not looking very good. But see what happens. We got Sherry coming in, hanging out. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate all you guys. Hugh says that Knicks ain't showing anything. It's been bad so far. Let me see if I can pull this up here real quick. I would imagine his EPA per play in the past game is probably the worst in the NFL through the first 2 weeks. But again, I don't want to make excuses for him because he's playing bad, but it is just two games. He's a rookie, and this team is so lacking in talent. So, hey, look at this. Not the worst EPA per play. That belongs to one Caleb Williams. Oh, that's the CPOE EPA per play. Excuse me. The worst so far is Bryce Young. You know, Bo Nix, let's say Bo Nix ends up being a bad quarterback. Using the 12th overall pick, if you believe in the quarterback, I think is worth the risk, even if he busts, because you have to have a quarterback. You got to take chances at quarterback in the first round if you don't have one. Trading up for one, giving up that many picks, and then having it be Bryce Young, that'll kick you in the teeth. So Bo Nix so far, fourth worst quarterback in football in EPA per play. Caleb Williams behind him. Kirk Cousins, Bryce Young. And he's right there with Will Levis, Deshaun Watson, Goff. So it has been bad. It's just what's driving me nuts that they can't run the ball. They can't run the ball. Samantha comes in. Love to shout out to our Mile High Huddle ladies, Samantha McCurdy over on YouTube. Thank you for joining us today. And she's asking a question near and dear to my heart. Say we get the number one pick in the draft. Who and what position do we aim for? Denver, if they have the number one pick, unless Bo Nix is out there playing great and you have a chance to like trade down, odds are if you have the number one pick, Bo Nix did look not very good. You probably have to look at quarterbacks. Will they? Will Sean Payton's ego allow that? Is that fair to Bo Nix? I mean, it's the league. Is the league fair? You got to win freaking football games. You got to show it on the field. So I don't think that's fair. But also, you have number one overall and your quarterback didn't play well. You have some data at that point. You have to look at quarterback. The unfortunate reality is there a quarterback worthy of number one overall this class? 3 weeks in, I don't know if I'd take Sanders number one. I don't know if I would take Georgia's quarterback whose name escaped me number one. You're probably talking about offensive tackle, wide receiver, defensive line at that point. Cornerback, if you want to consider Travis Hunter as well. But we got a long way to go on that. It's unfortunate, though, there's not a no-doubt quarterback at the top. But granted, you know, is Denver even going to get number one? We got a long way to go this season. So we got Pearl coming in. Good to see you. She says, you were right. I was wrong. She's probably talking about the season. I'm not right yet. We're two games in. Things can change. Things can change, folks. I would not be too up, step off the high dive. Remember, Vegas had this team 5.5 over under, and more money came in on the over, and Vegas did not move that line. Means the experts, the Sharks, are still saying, I don't think it's a very good team. I don't look like a very good team right now. Jermaine says, we almost won both games. Promise that we very easily be 2-0. That's the league, man, right? You're going to play in a lot of one-score games, but also, I think it's Eric Eager. He used to work for PFF for a long number of years. Now he's at, I don't know where he's at now, but he does an analysis that shows like teams that were not as close, games that were not as close as they appeared in the final score. And last week, the Broncos-Seahawks game was the, in his model, the game was much further apart than the final score indicated. Denver had a garbage time, but like empty calorie touchdown at the end that made the game closer. Seahawks should have won. Some improbable stuff with safeties going on. Seahawks outplayed Denver more than the final score indicated. I think the Steelers outplayed the Broncos more than the final score indicated as well. I think the Steelers literally went into, this offense isn't going to do bleep against us. As long as we don't commit a fatal turnover, we're going to get a dub in Denver. And they played that way in the second half. Part of that's, I think that's part of the reason maybe the defense looks as good as they do also. I think that teams are so disrespectful of the Broncos offense. They're saying, they're not going to score. We don't have to, we just, all we have to do is not turn the ball over, not give up the big sack, not give up the stupid penalty. And we should win this game. And that's kind of what it's looked like so far. So we'll see what happens here. So guys, we're going to start to wrap it up here. Appreciate everyone coming in. We got the great one, Sean. Oh, we got that one already. It's good to see you. We got Mr. J coming in here twice. Says, one of the more accurate quarterbacks I've seen prior to week one, some drop balls, but the accuracy isn't there. He has happy feet and is staring down receivers, also wears Mims. Get him involved. They're going to have to start to get people involved, right? Mims, he broke open. He was open. A tough pass, but a good pass. Gets him down that left sideline there in the third quarter, I think it was. So, I mean, do they trust Mims? Can Mims run the entire route tree right now? Can he get off press? Can he handle physicality? These are questions that were no last year. So do like to be more involved. Yeah, I mean, the reality is regular season football is different than preseason, right? In preseason, you're seeing like a lot of static cover three nonsense, a cover two, cover six, and playing off coverage. I mean, the Colts, they were playing, I swear to God, 12 yards off the line of scrimmage. It's easy to get the ball to those guys. And also not going against a lot of great defensive fronts, starters there. So now it's looking a lot worse. They're not running the ball efficiently, and Nix looks erratic with his lower body mechanics. So it's on Sean Payton, and it's on Nix to get it figured out. We got a long season to go, though, so hopefully they can. The book's not written yet. Mr. J says, just worried rookie quarterback's going to get too much in his head, and the league is going to ruin him now. It's possible. That happens to a lot of quarterbacks. It was one reason that I really didn't want to take a quarterback round one this season. I really liked Drake May and Caleb Williams, who Drake May's not even playing right now. Caleb Williams looked as bad as Bo Nix. Granted, his offensive line is also having issues. But I thought this team still needed a lot of bones to take advantage of a non-blue chip quarterback prospect, which I thought after the top three guys was the case in this class. But I've been wrong before on quarterback, folks. So we still got a lot of time to go. I would not be out yet, but there is concern, no doubt, that we could tank Nix a little bit. He doesn't look comfortable, confident right now, but we're going to see what he's made of, right? Dealt with a lot of adversity at Auburn, pretty good infrastructure there at Oregon where he could, you know, do a lot of good stuff. And we're going to see what Sean Payton can do as well. So again, a lot of season to go, but I mean, you know, it's kind of like the beginning of the season where everybody's predicting, you know, 10 wins and playoffs for not everybody, some folks. And we found our quarterback. It's just as likely we didn't find our quarterback, right? I mean, that's the reality of first round. It's 50-50. And you took the sixth quarterback in the draft. So, like, the odds are still 50-50. The first two games are bad, but also, like, things haven't changed that much, right? I mean, it's two bad games, but we still need to see more. But he still cannot be the guy, right? So I just, you know, always want to let it play out a little bit. I love the fervor and excitement, but preseason football is not the same, and the NFL is hard. Mark Schrader in the house. Good to see you, Mark. I'm going to need to get going here pretty soon. I haven't had coffee. I'm about to start foaming at the mouth. But, yeah, main takeaways. I did want to talk about the defense. I thought they looked pretty darn good. You're not going to see, I think, that many penalties called down the field that were a little ticky-tacky. I thought that that PJ Lock penalty, what the absolute horse, you know what? The guy's still touching the ball when he goes in for him. Doesn't even hit him in the head, I don't think. And they call a penalty on that. I mean, safety's job is to dislodge the freaking football. What are we doing? That one was, does that change the outcome of the game? No, but that was some horse, you know what? I thought that second Pat Surtain penalty was also some horse, you know what? The one down the right field, sideline. He has every right to go for the football as well. He turned his head around from what I saw on the replay. Granted, you know, I was all 22 up in the section 512. I was up there, but sun to the back at least. But that one, I did agree with that one. Pardon me, folks. But yeah, it was rough, no doubt. But the defense, I thought the defense played pretty admirably. You know, the defensive front, they were dropping like flies up front. Shout out to Jonah Ellis, first sack. Great to see him get that out there. It was pretty unfortunate to see Denver send so many blitzes and not to get to the quarterback. So that's something that you make yourself more vulnerable on the back end if you're blitzing so much. And it wasn't you weren't able to get home enough, especially with Justin Fields, who loves to hold on to the football and get sacked. So that was pretty unfortunate there. I would love to see a little bit more negative plays. But again, I think the Steelers are playing hyper-conservative, and especially in that second half, saying, I don't think Denver can score on us. As long as we don't give up the big play, which they did, which was underthrown as well. Probably should have been a touchdown. I'll have to go back and see it also, but I thought Reynolds, it was Reynolds who caught that, right? He had to really slow down his stride to come back for that one. So unfortunate, but I thought the defense overall did pretty good. as good as you can expect. And I think if you're getting upset at Vance Joseph, you already were looking for a reason to fire him, or you're looking for a reason not to point fingers at the offense. That's the offense right now. So we'll see. It's going to be tough for Denver. I think they're staring down the barrel of 0-4 right now because it's really tough to play in the East Coast. Denver has an unbelievably terrible record in Florida in September. Historically, it's so hot and humid there. So I don't think that's going to be good for Denver. And then you go to the Jets on the East Coast as well. So we're staring 0-4 down the face, but we're going to see what happens. As far as Bo Nix, not looked good so far. Bottom five quarterback in the NFL. But we still got a long way to go. Do not give up on Bo Nix just yet. You're talking to somebody who did not want to take Bo Nix at 12 overall. I'll own that. I hope he ends up being great. You know, the accuracy, the intelligence, all these things. I still trust Sean Payton. Maybe Sean Payton trusted himself too much on that one. We're going to find out about that. You know, the league kind of was sticking their nose up about taking Bo Nix there, given the offensive supporting cast and where the Broncos are at right now and Nix's tape. But, you know, we're going to find out. We got a long season to go. So hopefully you guys aren't tuning out. I know it's pretty stinky right now. It's unfortunate, you know, get excited. Oh, but we wanted a rookie quarterback, you know, the Royal Wee. We got to have the stomach for it now. It's going to be some highs, hopefully down the line. Going to be plenty of lows, probably as well. And hopefully we'll find some things out and hopefully this team will evolve and grow. Poor right now, but a lot of Bronco football to go. Plenty of time to turn this around. So appreciate everyone coming in, hanging out today. You guys are great. I'm sorry that, didn't have a better game for you, a little bit more positivity coming in here as well. But it's poor right now for Denver, and it's probably going to be a long season, probably. But hey, hang out with us. We'll be having fun regardless. We'll keep bringing it to you. And if there's anything that I said on here that I didn't touch on your comment or something you want me to go further in or I misspoke, you think, hit me up on Twitter, @ right there at Nick Kendall MHH. Going to be hanging out here. I'm going to be doing all that stuff. Oh, man, we got what is going on here? Banners. Okay, here we go. Oh, man, look different. Appreciate it. I'm on my wife's computer. Make sure you guys are following myself at Nick Kendall MHH. Also follow us at Mile High Huddle. Follow us at facebook.com/MileHighHuddle and facebook.com/MileHighHuddlePod. If you haven't done so yet, find us on Apple, Spotify, wherever. Leave us a 5-star review. I would appreciate that. Hanging out here. My parents not going to see them, but I'm hanging out with you guys. It would have been easy to not been here today, but I don't know. I feel like we needed to talk through about what we saw a little bit yesterday and also just, in my opinion, add some perspective as well. So I hope that's fine. Subscribe, like, and share over on YouTube as well. Appreciate everyone coming in, hanging out. It's not good right now, Nick. Not good right now, but hey, hopefully we'll get better. Appreciate it, everyone. Great to see all these people. I got to go hang out, make sure to help the wife and with the baby and see my parents. But yeah, I do really do appreciate one. Have a great rest of your day. Shout out to all the super chat folks we had in here. It can get better. It has to, right? Can't get worse, right? So appreciate everyone. Have a great one. We'll see you again tomorrow evening. But until then, go Broncos. Choose kindness and compassion. See you later.
Head on over to milehighhuddle.com for all things Broncos. Good morning, Broncos country.